welcome you back inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf alongside NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, today we get to talk about the off-ball linebackers in this draft class, and we'll break it up into two parts, the box guys and sort of the move guys, and we'll start with the top box guy, perhaps. According to some.
Yes.
Benardrick McKinney from Mississippi State, a big guy, 6'4", 240-plus, but he can move, and he's physical in the box.
Yeah, and you see the body type right here. You can see at 6'4", 246, you can see he has an excellent body type to play inside linebacker. The one thing that really struck me watching him, and he's pretty athletic, but he was not as much of a thumper as I would have thought that he would have been given his size.
Right.
He almost played the position more like an athlete. And while he's a good athlete, he's not an exceptional athlete. Although I tell you, the NFL comparison to me was Dante Hightower. And I'm not sure he's as good an overall prospect, but I think he's that kind of player. Now, if he becomes that player, then you've got a really good prospect, because Hightower has become a player for New England, as we know, who plays in the base and in the sub-packages.
When you're looking at those guys in the middle, like McKinney and some of the other players we're going to talk about here, how much do you factor in the physicality they have versus the instincts they have? Because obviously in the NFL, in the middle, the instincts is what's going to be your calling card.
Yeah, then you get into play recognition, which I think is what a lot of people mean by instincts, how quickly he can recognize plays. Does he move a beat slow, which sometimes McKinney did, by the way. The physicality, when you're playing that position, you want to see guys take on blocks with power, with leverage. That's where I thought McKinney fell a little bit short. Not that he's not capable of doing it, but I think he needs to do that better if he's to be a starting, stacked inside linebacker in the NFL.
Okay, well, same position, but maybe a little bit undersized as Denzel Perryman from the U here, 5'11", 236, I think. He's got the instincts, can play, can be successful in the middle, but does the size concern you at all?
A little bit. The one thing about Perryman is he has what you want as far as playing inside. You mentioned it. He's willing to be physical. He's willing to take on. He's just small. I think Perryman's the kind of guy that becomes, and we've talked about this with other positions, he becomes team and scheme specific. You have to have a place for Perryman because he's going to play stacked inside linebacker. If he's a 4-3 player for a team that lines up two of their linebackers stacked, whether he's a Mike or whether he's a Will. A lot of defenses play both those guys as stacked linebackers. And I think that's what Perryman is. You can't play him outside. He's not going to be on the field in sub-packages. He's an inside stacked linebacker, and you have to have a specific role for him.
Also a little bit of a disappointing 40 time for him at the combine.
He's
not
a great athlete.
As you would expect. Not a great athlete for that size is maybe a bit of a tick off.
You wonder if down the road he can become a player like Stephen Tulloch,
okay,
who when he came in the league from North Carolina State was very much kind of a smaller inside box player and over the years developed into a complete linebacker who ended up playing in your sub packages. Can Perryman's career path follow someone like Tulloch? That's the hope.
If we're staying with these stacked linebackers, these interior guys, tell me about Paul Dawson from TCU.
He's a quick twitch kid now. Dawson, you put on the tape, and Dawson can move. He's very, very athletic within the box. He finds the football. He's got that ability to sort of slide and scrape and find the football. The one thing I like about him, one of the most overlooked elements, Bo, when you look at linebackers, is how they get to the football. He takes the most direct path to the football without giving up his gap. And that's great. You'd be amazed at how many linebackers are more interested in either taking on a block or whatever it is they're trying to do. I'm not in their heads.
Right.
But Dawson is very quick, and he takes the most direct path to the ball, and he makes a ton of tackles where there's a lot of traffic around him.
20 tackles for loss in 2014.
Yeah,
that's the kind of production you're looking for.
He's a really good prospect.
And another good prospect are the last one we're going to talk about in terms of these middle linebacker guys, the box guys. Stephen Anthony from Clemson. Also productive at Clemson. He's got the instincts. We'll see him making a nice play here at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, now, to me, Anthony is a better athlete and a better mover than McKinney. I think as an inside stacked linebacker, I like Anthony as a better prospect than McKinney. Another guy that plays inside, he's a really good blitzer, and he's really good at shooting gaps. And again, you could talk about that being an instinct and awareness, just a feel, but Anthony has that sort of and I hate to use this term, but he sort of has a big play element to the way he plays because he can blitz and he does shoot gaps and he creates bigger plays. I really like Anthony from Clemson a lot.
Second best 40 time among the linebackers, so he's got that
speed. He's a really good athlete,
yeah, as well. All right, let's talk about the better athletes, the move guys. Eric Kendricks from UCLA. Some say maybe the best football instincts among this linebacker group. Obviously the brother of Eagles linebacker, yep, Michael Kendricks. What do you see from Eric?
Yeah, and he's a guy who's a little smaller than you like. He's 6 feet, about 230 pounds. He plays a movement game, and that's what we're talking about with these linebackers now. He plays a movement instinct game, makes plays all over the field. He kind of reminded me of a player who was drafted in the third round a number of years ago who unfortunately had numerous injuries, but Sean Spence from Miami, another smaller linebacker with great movement, good speed, good athleticism, good lateral quickness. That's what Kendricks is. Again, I think when you look at Kendricks, you have to decide what is he. To me, he's a will or weak side linebacker in a 4-3 defense. You need to keep him clean so he can run and chase.
The question of what is he is an even bigger question with Shaq Thompson from Washington. Is he a linebacker? Is he a safety? Some people think he's a running back.
Yeah, he's said he doesn't want to be a running back. Well, but I'll tell you what. I watched him at linebacker mostly. He played some safety here and there, not much at all. He is incredibly athletic. I mean, that's the thing that just really stands out about Shaq Thompson. You're dealing with one of the high-level athletes in this draft. He hasn't played a lot of safety, so I don't know how you transition him there. As a linebacker, he's another guy you want to keep clean. Now, he's not a guy unwilling to take on blocks, but you want to keep him clean. You saw the body type. He's kind of lean-looking, even though he's put together. He's got a very lean build. But this kid, as a defensive player, he's one of the two or three best overall athletes in this draft.
All right, tell me about another good athlete, Jordan Hicks here from Texas. Injury-riddled career,
yeah,
but did get to play most of his senior year, tested very well at the combine. What do you see from Hicks?
You know, what really struck me about Hicks watching, I thought he was really good in pass coverage. He played a lot of zone coverage in Texas' defense, and I thought he had a very good understanding of routes, a very good understanding of what was going on both behind him and in front of him. I thought he rallied up to the football. He struck me as a very solid all-around player, not explosive, not dynamic, but a solid all-around linebacker prospect.
All right, our last linebacker here, Quan Alexander from LSU, came out as a junior, ran the best 40 time among the linebackers, yep, at the combine. What I like, he's only 20 years old, so you get some upside here coming from Quan Alexander, but he's another player that you like.
I really like him. Great, great athlete. And you know what I really liked about him? Willing to be physical. Now, there's a lot of guys at linebacker, and you see this more and more, particularly in college with spread offenses. You see a lot of linebackers that are not interested in contact. They're just run guys. Now, he played in the SEC where a number of teams line up and run the ball NFL style, Georgia, Alabama. There's teams that – his own team, so he's done this in practice every day playing at LSU. This is a kid who's a great, great athlete. He can run and chase, but he is willing to take people on, and he'll throw some offensive linemen away and go make a play. Another guy that's very good getting to the ball, the most direct path to the ball. I think Quan Alexander, I don't know where he'll be drafted. I don't hear his name a lot, Bo. I think he's one of the most overlooked linebackers in this draft class.
All right, well, there you have it from Greg Cosell, senior producer from NFL Films, breaking down the linebackers in this draft class from the box guys to the movement guys. He's got it all covered, and we've got it all covered here inside the film room. We'll see you next time on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.